Potskulls, welcome back. This is conversation number 47. Wow, 47 podcasts. That's awesome. I am actually recording in the sauna. What the hell? I was going to record in the camper. It's late. It is almost midnight where I am at. Just did not have a great opportunity to get this thing recorded this week. I finally got power out to my camper, so that's another spot for me to record when I can't get into the attic. So, whatever. It is what it is. Gotta say bye-bye to Dana Unleashed, my parody account of Dana White. It's just something that, I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a blast, but I haven't had the time to put into it. The interaction has gone way down. A lot of my followers have jumped over to my podcast account, which was cool, because I didn't think the two accounts translated well together, but, you know, they do a little. I had a couple thousand followers, but they were probably the most loyal followers ever. The interaction at first was crazy, but a big thank you to them, especially out to a few. Number one, the Mick, at Mickey Tadlock. Man, he was super loyal, always retweeting, always staying in the mix. And then we have Jeremy Shumway at ShumDog1971, another loyal one. And finally, we have Raoul Duke, but she is at Queen X Awesome, who asked me several times to marry her, but alas, I'm already married and I was not a real account. So thank you guys. It's been awesome. It's been a wild ride. And thank you, of course, Adam Hunter from MMA Roaster for all the retweets, all the love, all the advice. I appreciate it. Moving on from that, new rule. Whenever I have to use self-checkout, whether it's a Walmart or a Lowe's or whatever the hell it is, I am parking in the damn Employee of the Month parking spots. I am freaking sick and tired of self-checkout. Maybe everyone else in the world loves it. Maybe they don't. Let me know. I don't know. Send me an email, a tweet, whatever. But I always fuck it up. I'm always in there way longer than it would be just getting someone to check me out. And they have someone manning the station anyway in case somebody screws up. So just, I don't understand why they don't just work the damn register in the first place. So, Employee of the Month, me. Let's see, my 5-year-old Daxton, who used to be in the podcast cover before, this super neato graphic art I have on there now, had his kindergarten screening day. I almost thought it was a test. Honestly, fucking thing took like an hour and a half. I almost thought it was a test for me. You know, I thought they were watching me on closed circuit TV or something because it took forever. Oh, he's a pacer. Oh, he keeps checking his phone. Short attention span. Oh, he definitely seems disinterested. But, you know, it wasn't one of those things where you get to sit with your kid and watch him do it. You sat in a room and waited for him for an hour and a half, so whatever. But he did great. On to kindergarten next year, on to better things. Daughter with the permit, doing good. She's doing some driving, thank God. Like I said before, I tried to leave it a mystery that she wouldn't get in a car, but Jesus, man, with 6 kids, there's no way she's not getting a car. So, good for her. I'm going to keep driving with her. As always, I offered an open-ended tweet, mentioned any hosted games. Don't really took it up on it this week, but I have lots of games that I'm going to mention anyway this week. Let's go to the movies, see the movies, let's go see. I actually saw a movie, Unfriended, with some people I've never heard of, but damn, it was a freak show. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, fine, go see it. You know, it is, you know, it's not a cinematic masterpiece, but if you like suspenseful type movies, I would definitely recommend it. All right, with that, Dollar Shave Club. You can get blades from them for as low as $1 a month. I am a big spender. I pay $9 a month. That's $9 a month for 4 of their executive blades, which is top of the line, 6 blades, trimmer edge. Blades and Grace Slip Fusion, $4 a blade. And guess what? I buy them for my wife, too, because I found out she was using mine. That's too expensive. There's other options. You got the Humble Twin for $1 a month. And the 4X, the 4-bladed, for $6 a month. So you want to keep paying those sick prices. Like the Gillette Mach 3 Turbo, $3 a blade. The Gillette Fusion, $4 a blade. Go for it. But if not, visit my site at dollarshaveclub.com/Aaron Weinbaum. Even if you don't order, check out their website. It is very well put together and hilarious. But with that, guess what, kids? It is already time for Top Tweets.
And now it's time for Top Tweets. Tweets. Tweets.
All right, this first list, one of my favorites, because when I make the list, I don't even have to read the tweets. He does it for me. This is After Follow Friday, and that is every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, noon, Central. And this is from, of course, at Damon Vonor 23. So, hey, without further ado, here he is.
Hey guys, welcome to At After Fall of Friday with your host me, at Damien Vanor 23. We did Condiment a film here at After Fall of Friday, and we were number 4 in the United States of America, so that was really great, and popped up to 3 in Canada, 5 in the UK. We're very proud over here. And now, at After Fall of Friday's Fall of Friday of the Week, where we give a shout out to someone we think you should follow. 100%. And that was our co-host from last week, at View From My Office. We definitely know he's a squirrel watcher. We do know that. He's got that second floor view from his office. Even though he's from Clevelandish, let's give him a follow. And we're going to give one here from one of his favorites. A lot of people like this. This is Spinal Tapenade.
And now we will mention
Guacamole, tea, sex, chives, and videotape. Stop or my lady will shoot. Hoisin the hood.
The garlic letter.
Cinderella.
Cilantro bokop. Dijon Unchained. And now the top 10 for hashtag condiment a film.
Damn! At the right Tyler, Saul.
Saw.
Decent 9. At LJ Master Troll LJ, eyes wide chutney.
Hey.
At Aaron Says What 1, seasoning of the lambs with fava bean. Saline. At I See Ya True Blue, all of the pretty horseradish.
Six.
At NTA71A1, flew over the cuckoo's nest. That's 5. At Josh Ill Us, the hummus centipede.
4.
At Tony Poznaski, the Heinz 57-year-old virgin.
1, 2, 3.
At Jinky Raven, the 10 condiments. There they are. At Mental Erase, what's the Worcestershire that could happen? And the number 1 hashtag, condiment a film is... At Doc Darnell, don't be a menace in South Central while drinking as you in the hood. There he is, Doc Darnell. He's from Maryland. He says it doesn't matter, but it matters to me, Doc, because you're funny and you're our number 1.
Awesome, Damien. Another great job. Hey. Keep it coming. With that, I go into Deliciously Evil Thursdays, which is the place to be every 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Guess what? Every Thursday, hosted by Delicious Evil and Wondering @1_ring_77. That's 1_ring_77. Game page is @EvilThursdays. We hope to provide entertaining, unique games that everyone will enjoy. All your tweets were simply delightful, and you all could have been a contender. But these are the tweets that had us at hello. Thank you all for playing movie quote combos. Number one, Amanda @she_nut. I'm Batman. Could you milk me, Greg? But again, this was #movie_quote_combos. Lisa Taylor @MissEric. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to show me the money. Irish Moxie @LisaMaguire. 1 LASAMCGUIRE. 1. Frankly, my dear, I am Groot. Genevieve @Genevieve0404. And that's GENEVIEVE0404. Rhodes. Where we're going, we don't need roads. 5 to beam up, Scotty. View from my office @viewfrommyoffice. Drop the E. Squeal like a pig. That'll do, pig. That'll do. I said, frankly, my dear, ought to be Bach. Misty Major League @DaisyDoesIt. DAISEDOESIT. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I wish I knew how to quit you. Gen X Extremist @GENXTREMIST. Great shot, kid. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Jared Schweyer @JARED SHROYER. Toto, stop trying to make fetch happen. Mike Palmer @MANGELO505. It's the hole. It's in the hole. Shwing. One from the co-host, just Jeremy @1ring77. I wish I knew how to quit you, my precious. One from Deliciously Evil herself. Houston, we have a problem. Those aren't pillows! Awesome. One more list I made. This was Golf a Band via Rock Tagging. Yeah, this was a fun one. This game, not really sure what it is because it hops around a little bit, so hopefully they get a set start time. But these are the top perks from @rock1061 and @1061cotter. So here's me, number one. Hey, I don't know if it's any particular order. Golf a Band. I have Men Not at Work. Jimmy @HoorayBacon says Spinal Tapping. Awesome. Sleepy Shoulders Jimmy @HoorayBacon, in case I did not mention that. Sleepy Shoulders @Josh_ill_US. Okay, gopher. JK Calloway @JK Calloway. Yay! Five Finger Death Putt. Jeff Dwoskin, the big mocker himself, says Maroon 5 over par. David Mushinoff @DAVIDMUCHNIKOFF. Sorry, Ugly Pants Joe. Ian Bonzel, or is that Lane? Anyway, it's Ian. That is a strange spelling. Anyway, it's @MYNAMEISNTIAN. Oh, my name isn't Ian. Okay, I guess it's something else. Ain? I don't know. Everything, Putt the Girl. Andy Gilderale @AndyGilder. Hooker T and the Par Threes. Dave Castillo @TheMadGoatee. Fair Waylon Jennings. Awesome. JP @JezPut. That is JEZ_PUT. Greens of the Stone Age. And the host, Cotter, @1061Cotter. 9 Iron Nails. And Rock1061 says Glass Tiger Woods. And one more list. We got the Midnight World Beater, Breezy Puss, for #shenanigans. It says, all right, all right, all right. Thank you all you hashtaggers who tuned in for this week's shenanigans. I know how difficult it is to have a long work day ahead of you, but yet you still find yourself surfing YouTube for endless hours. We have all experienced daily life distractions. This week on #shenanigans, we asked you to tell what you were distracted by using the tag I was distracted by, and here are the top 10 funniest tweets we could find. Congrats, hashtaggers. Tune in every Wednesday on #shenanigans, and that's @SH page at HASTAGSHENANI for new round shenanigans beginning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central. Number one, we had Dan Lamorte at DanLamorte. Sorry, I was late, Hillary. I was distracted by this girl at the office. Well, that's a little old school picture of Monica. I was distracted by something that smelled delicious, and that's from Jenny Watkins at Secret B1, and a picture of The Rock saying, "The face you make when you smell some bomb-ass weed." Funny, funny, funny. I said I was distracted by my phone going off with all those wonderful retweets. Yeah. Sleepy Shoulders at Josh_ill_us again. I was distracted by nothing. Finally found a way to play hashtags without my family bothering me, which is a ginormous sweater. Or I can't even explain this picture. Go to absurdcomedy.com. I don't do these justice. Look under Twitter. You will find them there. I type you laugh and I type you laugh. I was distracted by the billboard that was telling me to focus on the road while I'm driving. Tommy Campbell at Mr. Tommy Campbell says, I was distracted by the engine of my idling Hummer and totally forgot that it's Earth Day. Lorenz Fivens at LRENCEFIVVENS. I was distracted by the car's headlights fast approaching. I get that from my mother, who is very dear to me. Get it? DEER. I see what you did there. Bill the Butcher at NotBTB. I was distracted by the new Southwest Airlines headrest signs. Please do not bother the pilot. He is scared worse than you. Ha ha. And that's a picture there. Skrillery 2016 is the pick there. Mitchell Allen at Hey Mitchell Allen. All that bass coming from the White House. Nice. The Noisy Songbird at Karen D. KARYN_D. With a picture of a pregnancy stick saying, bitch, you might be. I was distracted by that complicated pregnancy test. And one from the host, Breezy Puff, says I was distracted by stormtroopers trying to turn up with a hilarious gif of stormtroopers dancing. And one from the co-host, longtime ultimate hashtag warrior, Aiden. And that's Aiden at Aideno, A-I-D-N-O. I was distracted by Mini-Me, which is a cute little puppy. And how can you not be featured without a picture of a cute little puppy? So awesome. Everyone, great job. So with that, I had a few more tweets that I didn't make a list on, but I thought were funny and worth a mention. This hashtag was from hashtag Skirmish, and it was relationship rules in 5 words. And this is JK Calloway. Yay! I put keep the real thermostat hidden with a picture of an old school thermostat. Ooh, the Feaker's Ball at My Nightmare. Or, I'm sorry, hashtag My Nightmare. That's every Saturday, 10:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m. Central. I'm sorry, 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. I put, my worst nightmare was public restroom, no toilet paper. I say it because it's happened. Oh, my. I seem to have gotten lost. This next one, I had trouble finding the tag or originator, so sorry if I don't give you due credit. If you listen, hey, call me out. I would gladly give you credit on the next podcast, but it was hashtag hospital movie. I put Lilo and Stitches. Fake superhero facts from hashtag fake facts. Sundays, 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, hosted by NotBTB and Josh Ill US. She's called, hashtag fake superhero facts. But she's called Wonder Woman because she's always asking questions. Another fake superhero fact I put every once in a while. Whoops. A little kryptonite helps Superman slow things down with the ladies. Describe heaven in 3 words. I had a picture of Brian Williams and I put... I'm sorry, describe heaven in 5 words. I put a picture of Brian Williams and I put I've seen it 3 times. And that's from Tony Hashtag Game. Part of Hash Tuesday Bonanza at... His game is Tuesdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central. A midnight tweet. This one was depressing TV reboots. I had 2 of those. One I had Married with Children, who never leave. And Charles Been Charged. Oh, I also have one more. I'm sorry. Boy Eats World. Dealing with childhood obesity. Awesome. And then Earth Day excuses. This is from Man-Sized Thumbs. Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Wrong week to quit lettering with a picture of Lloyd Bridges via some kick-ass airplane vintage. Awesome. With that, hey. It is time to get into a little bit of speed tagging. These past few weeks, I have reflected on certain tweets and thoughts of various revenge tactics. This week, I wanted everyone to tweet their revenge via Craigslist. This was not the biggest game I've ever had, but hey, always a lot of fun. Apparently, people with exes have been thinking about this for a long time. There was a lot of those tweets. But here are the top 10 I found in 20 minutes. In no particular order. Offer all of X's furniture for sale for $1 or best offer, and that's Jen Unrepentantly at Brown Legal. Cheating husband looking for gay first time. Send nudes, even if he says he's not gay. Don't mind him. Send dick pics. Awesome. And that is from McMahon of the People at McMahon of the People. I said, oh, I'm sorry, Eric underscore 303, and that's E-R-I-K, says, my ex changes in front of her window between 7 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. every day. Text me for the address. Awesome, bud. Free record player to a good home. Move in. Start playing records. Awesome. And that's Jimbo at Jim Pelon, J-I-M-P-E-L-O-N. Free, come and get all these tools. He won't need them after I am through with him. Hashtag cheater. That's awesome. And a big old shop full of tools. And that's from my Michelle at M-E-S-H-E-L-S-E-E. Advertise for yard sale beginning at 6 a.m. Everything must go. No offers refused. And that's from Ubiquitous Dog. B-Dog, rather. I'm sorry. At U-B-I. Q-U-I-T-O-U-S-B-D-O-G. Man, you kill me with that one every time. Post ad for cats wanted. As many cats as possible. And that's from Ronan Barely. At Bad Ronan. Post neighbor's car for sale. Not really for sale. And that's from Brian at Hardly Try In Hard. Awesome. Advertising for free childcare using their phone number. And that's from Sean Scottney at S-H-A-W-N-S-C-O-T-N-E-Y. And one from me, I put, advertise for free help for your podcast. And of course, I had to tag the Sega one, Tony underscore Seacrest, Swiss Mistress. But that is it for this week. I would thank you again for playing. See you next week, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 20 minutes on Twitter. If you miss me, be sure and catch me on my podcast, which you're already doing. But if you made the list, always remember you made the podcast. I can't wait until next week to see what you have to say in 140 characters. Be sure to check out the new website and pre-order your t-shirts today. And that's https://sites.google.com/site/Aaron says what podcast. Everything you need to know about me is there. Awesome. Hey, you know what? It's time for the last segment. Let's talk a little UFC. Last week, the middleweight main event, Luke Rockhold defeats Lyoto Machida via submission, rear naked choke, round two. Man, I'm telling you what, I got this one wrong. I thought Machida would be able to pull him for, you know, five rounds and eke out the decision, but Rockhold is a world beater right now, and he had Machida's number. He hurt him early and capitalized, so good job to you. Another middleweight belt, Jacare Ronaldo Souza defeats a short-notice Chris Camozzi via verbal submission, armbar. Very first round. Featherweight bout, Max Holloway, which I picked. I thought he'd go to a decision, but he beats Cub Swanson via submission guillotine choke. Round three, here's the deal. I mean, he broke, well, I don't know if he broke it, but Cubs also broke his jaw, broke his hand, and he tried to go through it. One I really got wrong, women's strawweight bout, Paige Van Zandt. She defeats Felice Herrig unanimous decision, and she looked good. I thought Felice's experience would carry her through it, but nope. Got it wrong. Another shocker. Ovince Drew, OSP beats Pat Cummins. KO punches round one. Golly, 6 seconds left. He couldn't hang on. And up until that point, I thought Pat had it. I thought Pat was going to grind out and win. So, hey, awesome. Going on to this week's pick, Mighty Mouse Johnson versus Port Aguchi. I have Johnson's submission round two. He has something to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder lately for whatever reason. He is the flyweight champion of the world. He is a phenomenal athlete. I would say he's going to eat that out. Rampage Jackson making his return to the UFC against Fabio Maldonado. Used to be a boxer. He's a very good boxer. Jackson just has the one bomb power. So, I don't know. You don't welcome Rampage back with a difficult match, and I don't think that they're going to set him up to lose. I say Jackson, KO, round two. And finally, Disney versus Dalloway. I say Disney decision. He's got something to prove. He's going to be on tear after a loss. A lot of people picking him to KO the guy. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know how much Bisping has in the tank. But we're going to find out. And, I have every hope that he's gonna beat him. So, we'll see. With that, it is time to say goodbye for this week. I am burning up in this sauna. And, yeah. So, hey, always, thank you to the Hashtag Game and Absurd News for all you do. Follow them on Twitter at the Hashtag Game and at ABSRDNEWS. For you serious warriors, set your mobile alerts to get all of Hashi's game announcements. And hey, find me on my all-in-one new website. That's https://sites.google.com/site/AaronSaysWhatPodcast. Everything you need to know, and pre-order some t-shirts because they are kick-ass. Check them out. I'll be doing some giveaways soon, but hey, if you happen to order one and then I do a giveaway and you win, I will refund you. Don't worry, no worries. And find me on Twitter at AaronSaysWhat1. Search, subscribe, and rate the podcast 5 stars. Remember, I am a one-man show, so be kind. And help save my face and go to my Dollar Shave Club link, dollarshaveclub.com/AaronWeinbaum. Feedback always welcome and appreciated. So with that, I will see you all next week. Shalom.